Now it's time for Pause for Thought. And today, we hear from Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Borehamwood.
There is a tradition within Anglo-Jewry that goes back at least to the time of King George III. Every week in our little synagogue in Elstree and Borehamwood, and in most synagogues around the Commonwealth, Jews recite a prayer for the monarchy. In it, we evoke divine blessings, assistance, and protection for our most gracious Sovereign Queen Elizabeth, Philip Duke of Edinburgh, Charles Prince of Wales, and all the royal family. The prayer continues in Hebrew. May the Supreme Sovereign of the universe in mercy preserve them, grant them long life, and deliver them from trouble and harm. May the Almighty lengthen the days of their reign and inspire them and their counselors with benevolence towards us. Just more than a year ago, the Queen's length of service exceeded that of her grandmother Victoria. She's recently been honored with a stained glass window at Westminster Cathedral and with the renaming of Parliament's most iconic clock tower. Millions listen to her broadcasts and hold her in the deepest of affections. At age 90, Queen Elizabeth II continues to work tirelessly, including serving as the patron for many historic charities. It is said the truest form of leadership is reflected in one's service to God and to others. In the biblical period, a Jewish king was required to carry on his person at all times a copy of the scriptures. This was to prevent risk of arrogance or despotism, and to serve constantly as a reminder of the responsibilities of being God's anointed. It is unlikely I shall ever meet the Queen, but were that to happen, and if permitted to speak in her presence, I would share my deep admiration for her 65 years of selfless devotion, steadfast, heartfelt, and exemplary. She has inspired millions spanning at least three generations through a life of remarkable service and achievement. Long may she continue.